Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. Does a property agent in New South Wales who is working as an independent contractor need to hold their own professional indemnity insurance? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 19th of April, 2023.
Yet again, I've been asked about professional indemnity insurance. Yeah, you need to have it. Section 22 of the Property and Stock Agents Act says you need to have it. You know, the regulations tell you exactly how much you need to have. So that's, you know, the $1 million for any one claim and not less than $3 million in aggregate. Obviously, you can have more than that. Again, that is the minimum standard that has been set in the Property and Stock Agent Regulation of 2022. Now, the issue, the main question that we get is, oh, I'm an independent contractor. Do I need my own? Yes, you do. Oh, I'm a, you know, whether, you know, an independent contractor and I'm a sole trader or I'm in a partnership or I'm a corporation. Do I need it? Yes, you do. So if you are a PAYG employee within an agency, the professional indemnity for that agency will cover you. It will not cover you if you are an independent contractor. Commission only, remember, that is an employment relationship. You are an employee of that organisation, so you'll be covered. It is, so that difference between the commission only salespeople and the independent contractors comes into play yet again. So independent contractors need your own separate professional indemnity insurance or named in the parent company's policy. And those of you who are employees, then you are covered within that organisation's professional indemnity insurance. So yes, it's absolutely essential. It is in the Act. It is in the regulations in relation to the amount. And yes, every agent needs to be covered in some way, whether it's within covered by the agency or covered in their own if they're independent contractors. So hopefully I'll probably answer that question another many, many, many times, as will most of our trainers. But if we keep saying it, we'll get there one day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.